All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. It is Thursday, September 12th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we had golf tee off earlier this morning. We had a three-game early MLB slate underway. We have a five-game MLB main slate later this evening. And then we have Thursday night football between the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. So plenty of DFS action coming at you today. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. We also have our build review show going live in about an hour here. We do that show 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. So if anybody tuning in wants me to pull up their builds on stream, give them some personalized advice and feedback about things that they're doing, things I think they can do differently to help improve their post-contest sim ROIs, drop your DraftKings username in the Office Hours channel on our Discord server. That will give me all the info I need to get you signed up for today's show and pull you up. So appreciate you guys when you do that. But let's get SaberSim pulled up. And let's jump into questions. So first question, hello, I'm seeking bankroll building tips, please. Good question. So the first and most important thing, okay, and I use this analogy often. So you could be the 10th best poker player in the world, but if you are sitting at the table with the other nine, then you are now the worst player at the table. So what does that mean? That means that you need to find games where you are better than your opponents. One of the quickest and easiest ways to do that is on DraftKings and FanDuel. They have, I don't know if they're called fair play guidelines or what, but they're basically these rules where certain players with so much money and earnings cannot play certain contests. The rules differ between the two sites, but effectively, if you can play contests under $3 on both sites, you should prioritize those contests because there are the most winningest players in the lobbies can't even view those contests. They can't enter them. They can't play them. So first and most important thing to do is avoid the sharks, play contests where they're not in those. And then the competition is inherently going to be a little bit easier than playing contests with those sharp players in it. So that is one of the best things that you can do. Second thing to do is follow our DFS profit plan. It is our contest selection framework that we recommend our users follow. This basically came from a backtesting project that we did where we learned that a player who splits up their nightly bankroll allocation into about 25 to 50% single entries and three maxes, 50 to 75%, 20 max and 150 maxes, ends up smoothing out the swings of DFS a lot better than if somebody is only playing single entry or if somebody is only playing multi-entry. So from that, we were able to see like, hey, you know, when somebody plays a balance of these two, they actually need a much lower bankroll to weather the swings of DFS, which is super important in a high variance game like DFS. So those are some, basic quick hitter bankroll building tips that I would suggest implementing. And I think that you could see a lot of success just doing those two things. All right. Good question to get us started. Next question, how to approach contest sims when you have a variety of contests you've been playing between the flagship, low and high stakes? Do I need to run different tab builds or that's already taken into consideration? Thanks. Good question. So one of the most important things here, and I don't have a big entry file at the moment, but let's go back to like last week where I did have some. So we're talking about, you know, how to approach contest sims when you have a variety of contests, right? The most important thing is optimizing your lineups on a contest by contest basis, right? So first that takes place in the contest sim settings. And I'm not on new Saber Sim. So let's go to new. One minute while we hop over to new Saber Sim. Okay, and let's go back to last week. Okay, so when you load up an entry file on new Saber Sim and you go to the contest tab, you're going to see that all of the contest information gets filled in automatically, right? All the different field lineups, flagship, low stakes, 20 max, single entry, MME, right? All this gets filled in. Well, not only is it important to, you know, run the contest sim by these specific settings, it's also important to optimize your lineups by those specific settings as well. So then, like, you go to a build. So what we recommend doing, right, is coming in here and using the multi-fill contest option and then changing the sorting metric to be target contest ROI. So if you come in here, I don't know why the contest sim thing is gone. I might have to rerun it. You should have a contest sim little arrow, and then it should say target contest, and then it'll say ROI. So when you set that up, what we're going to do is that when we go to fill the $3.20 max, we are going to say, hey, let's sort all my lineups by the $3.20 max. Let's put the best 20 into this contest, and then let's remove those from the pool. Then what we do is we go, okay, let's go now use the contest sim ROI for the $1.20 max, resort the lineups, enter the next best 20 lineups into this contest, remove those lineups from the pool. So when you do it this way, you are optimizing on a contest by contest basis. So if you're trying to figure out, hey, how do I juggle all these lineups? Use the multi-fill and use the target contest ROI is going to be the absolute best thing you can do. All right, next question. Just looking for some confirmation on some stuff when using custom metrics with target ROI and multi-filling. Is this using the ROI for each specific contest? And when using target ROI in a filter, is this using the average of all the custom the contest sims I've run, or maybe custom sims? I'm not 100% sure. So, good question. So, this goes back to, you know, there is a lot happening in multi-fill that is kind of happening behind the scenes, but it would be the same as, okay, I'm going to put 20 lineups in my lineups. I'm going to sort by target ROI for this contest. When you do that, the metrics are going to get updated, right? So we're saying, like, hey, is it using the ROI for each specific contest? It is as it goes through, right? Because It's effectively unchecking all of the contests. It's checking one of them. It's sorting. It's updating. And then it's filling. And then it's moving on to contest two. And then doing the same exact process. Okay, we're going to sort by this metric. We're going to update these lineups ranks. We're going to apply any min uniques you have. We're going to apply any filters. And then we're going to fill the lineups, and then we're going to go to contest three and then contest four and then do the same thing over and over. So if you're asking me, like, hey, you know, is target ROI updating in multi-fill? My answer is yes. That is exactly how I understand it to work at the moment. All right. Good questions to get us started. We got a question here from George in the YouTube chat. And George said, how do I compare quality of a build versus another build. For example, in today's showdown, I'm tweaking captain exposures to generate a few different builds. Let's go to today. See if we can figure out a way to do this. So, if we're talking about quality of a build, the only way I can think to do that is to look at the average ROI of your entire pool. So what that would look like is, you know, I do some stuff in build one, right? And then I do some other stuff in build two. And then each time I do that, I run a contest sim. I change my lineups to 2,000. So the entire size of the pool, which you have to do that by changing target to download CSV or favorites. So once you change it to one of these two, you can change my lineups to whatever you want it to be. And then you run the contest sim. And then basically once the contest sim is finished, I would come into the gear icon and set up an aggregate metric for average ROI of all of the lineups, right? So I'm going to say, hey, you know, show me the average ROI for the Millie Maker, right? And I come in here and I look like, okay, all 2,000 lineups, the average ROI is about 11%. Okay, great. That's this build. Then I go to build two. I make a bunch of different changes. I do some stuff. I run the contest sim in that one. I go and I set up the same metric. Well, this number might be different based on the changes that you've made. So if you're trying to look for like an objective way to see how the changes are affecting you, well, that actually might be just, that might just be the best way to do it. So I would try that out first and see if you end up having a lot of different values and numbers along the way. All right. Had a clarification from Jorn Vigo. Said met contest sims, not custom sims on the second question. So the second question was, when using target ROI in a filter, is this using the average of all the contest sims I've run? So let's go back to last week. So my understanding is that that is only the way it works in single fill, because in single fill, you are looking at all of your lineups together, right? So if I come in here and I switch this to single fill from multi, you're going to see that, hey, I have all 18 contests selected. What we're doing is we are using the average ROI of all of the contest sims to rank the lineups. And we're also using the average ROI here for any custom metrics, I believe, is or filters. Sorry, filters. But when you're doing multi-fill instead, like I was having a conversation with somebody about, hey, why do my exposures look different? Like if I come in here and I look at the exposure column, why does it look different when I actually fill my lineups? And it's because you might see certain exposure numbers, but the actual workflow is a little bit different, right? So when we come in here and we fill the lineups in multi-fill with min uniques of three, this min uniques of three is being applied to 123 lineups right now. And it's showing you if all these lineups were together, this would be the exposures. But the reason that they show up different I want to see if this actually works right now. So the multi-fill is saving right now. So let's give this a second. It takes a little bit longer when min uniques are applied. but usually so we just unique rank filled all of these contests, right? 123 lineups. If you come in here and you look at entry exposure versus exposure, these numbers are different. And it's because of the order of operations. So, like, for instance, you know, we have more Chuba Hubbard in our CSV than we do in our exposures. Why is that? Because the exposures are describing all 123 lineups together with 3-min uniques. But what actually happens in this process is what we were talking about before. My lineups gets changed to 20. The lineups get sorted by ROI of that specific contest sim. The 3-min uniques get applied to those 20 lineups only, not 123. And then the lineups get filled. Those 20 lineups get removed. We move on to the next contest, move on to the next contest. So right now, this table, these exposures, are describing as if all 123 lineups were together being used at 3-min uniques, but this gets broken down along the way. So same thing here, right? With the question was, is it using the average of all the contest sims I've run? No, it's not. It's going one by one. And then when only one contest is selected, you know, that means that there's only one contest in the target ROI. So then if the filter has target ROI, all those things get updated when we go through one by one. So it's all happening behind the scenes, but that is why the exposures are different from the entry exposures. And that is also why they do get used on a target by target basis. So hope that answers your question and gives you a little bit more peace of mind there. All right. Question from Sam is sim ROI in post build. The only way to measure / reassure yourself you are doing the right things, even though you are constantly losing money. So the best thing that you can do is to study your lineups in contest flashback. And we've been having some issues with some of the flashback stuff from week one, but we've still been doing the build review show. And if you want to sign up for that, all you got to do is drop your DK username in the office hours channel in our Discord server. And I could pull you up on stream. I would give you live personalized advice about your lineups, your builds, your decisions, things I think you can do differently to help. But that is going to be the most objective way to say, like, am I playing bad and losing, or am I playing good and running bad? And both of those things, there is like a possibility of both of them happening, but it's better to know which one is which, right? And okay, it looks like you were actually talking about flashback. I mean, yeah, that is going to be like the most objective way, but like if you were losing, like don't feel too bad. Like don't get down on yourself too hard. Cause like, this is like my favorite example from our bankroll sims. So this is a snapshot of like all the bankroll simulations we ran when we did our like initial profit plan backtesting project. So like what we did is we took a player who has a long-term winning expectation of 20%. We put them in a 160-day MLB season. And we said like, hey, you know, run simulations for this player. And these are all the different outcomes. Like, you know, there are seasons where a 20% ROI long-term winner actually loses, right? These are some of these ones down here on the bottom. Like that is within the range of outcomes. But my favorite example is this red one, right? This player is losing for 50 days, losing for 100, losing for 125. And imagine like every single day grinding, doing your lineups, studying them. Like you're just like, wow, nothing is wrong. Like I am putting in good lineups over and over again, but I am still losing. And it isn't until like 140 days into the season, they have one big win followed by a small win at the end of the year. And all of a sudden they're up, you know, $5,000 on the year. The year actually looks good, right? The season looks good, but the way they got there was hard. You know, this happens all the time in DFS. DFS is a sport where you need, you know, 1 to 2 banks in a season. And that is the difference between being a having a losing season and having a winning season. So, you know, it's hard to know, like, hey, am I doing something wrong or not? And like, flashback gives you that like peace of mind to be like, okay, I am doing the right things. I need to stay consistent. I need to keep having good, good bankroll management and good decisions. And it gives you that, like, some people will have a good process and start losing and change it. And then they end up on a bad process and that just exacerbates the problem, right? This will help you to understand, like, okay, hey, I actually did enter like pretty good lineups. Like, I'm pretty happy with it, right? I'm an example of that. You know, I mean, I did this on for like week one NFL, right? I didn't have a good week. You know, this Thursday to Monday, these are my entry files here. So like, I went in here and it's like, okay, you know, I didn't play well. You know, I played like every slate, right? I played like every showdown, all the classics, all those things, right? So I went to the contest tab. And I came in here and said, okay, you know, I'm going to look at like my highest entry tournaments. So I went to the $3.20 max. Went and found myself here, 20 entries, sort by sim ROI. You know, look, I was like the third highest sim ROI, or great. You know, I went to the next contest. I graded out well there too. Like, I went to the next contest, graded out well. So like, even though I was losing, I'm like, you know what? It's 1 week of NFL. And I'm entering strong lineups. Like, the important thing this tells you, in my opinion, is like, should you deviate from what you are doing, or should you be consistent about what you are doing? And, you know, I learned from this, like, okay, hey, I'm doing the right things. I just need to be consistent. I need to keep playing good contests and all those things, and it'll come, right? But if this was bad, if these numbers were not good, I would have came in here and be like, okay, you know, there's something about my process I need to change. So that's the feedback you should be looking for when doing that exercise. All right. Let's get SaberSim back up here. Stop tooting my own horn. Next question from Kuba. When multi-fill, should you still use the filter ROI greater than zero? I would say yes. I don't see any reason not to. You know, that'll get updated on a contest by contest basis. So I am a big fan of still using that. Six said, in what scenarios do you want to use the sim versus the optimizer? So for any GPPs, tournaments, I would always use sim mode. For any cash games, head to heads, 50-50s, double ups, I would use optimizer mode. And then when you use optimizer mode, I would sort by projected score. Kuba said, is there an advantage of using single fill or multi? So multi is going to be faster. Multi is going to give you lineups quicker, fill your entries in a much shorter time frame. Single fill is going to give you the ability to be a little bit more hands-on with your lineup, looking at it, understanding what the lineups look like, having a little bit more control with exposures, things like that. So single fill will take a little bit more time, but it is better for people who want to have a more hands-on approach. Multi-fill is a very good time saver. Sam said, keep rolling. Thanks for the answer. Yeah, man. Happy to answer. Happy to, you know, shed some light on that for sure. But all right. Looks like we are all caught up here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate everybody tuning in here. I'll be back in about 30 minutes for the build review show. Believe we only have about two people signed up today. So if anybody wants to add their name to the queue ahead of week two here, feel free to drop your DK username in the office hours channel in Discord and I will add you to the list. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.